From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, we are live from the NPR studios, and this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, fondue.
Oh, fondue! Yummo! You can eat so much, they should call it fondue!
I'm Rachel Ray. No, I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Ray.
No, that's not Rachel Ray. That was actually Casey Wilson, the newest member of Saturday Night Live, doing her best Rachel Ray imitation. 27 years old, got the news. Hey, want to come be a featured player? Happened during the writer's strike. We had her by the studios
Good
to explain what that is like.
Good for her.
Good morning,
so
Rachel Martin.
Hi, I'm Rachel Martin, not Rachel Ray. It is Friday, March 7, 2008, although I did eat fondue last night.
Oh, was it fondue or fondant?
It was fond delicious. It was fond doobie doobie doobie. I love fondue so much. My favorite thing about fondue is that you're actually not supposed to drink water when you eat fondue because it makes the cheese coagulate. You're actually required to drink lots of white wine, which I also like. So it was a good time for Rachel last night.
That's a requirement I can uphold.
That's true. So along with talking with the newest member of Saturday Night Live, Casey Wilson, we are also going to talk to a man involved in an interesting and bizarre case. He's seeking justice for a woman who was arrested during World War II because of information that she said she obtained about British military operations through her skills as a medium. She says she was able to conjure up the spirit of a man who had passed away who revealed information to her, and then she was arrested and sent to the pokey. They want to clear her name.
Wow. Canada's intelligence services, they've thrown out evidence obtained through waterboarding techniques used by the United States against a high-profile al-Qaeda target. The details of the story, it's part of a Newsweek exclusive. We're going to speak with one of the reporters who uncovered this story. We'll take a look at Wyoming a day ahead of the state's primary, and we'll also ramble through the day's news. But first, new clues are emerging about a bomb blast yesterday at the so-called crossroads of the world, New York's Times Square. Investigators are looking at several letters received at congressional offices yesterday that appear to take responsibility for the early morning attack. And they're also looking at its similarity to two other bombings dating back to 2005.
The letters first. According to anonymous sources quoted in the Associated Press, each letter included a photo of a man standing in front of the Times Square military recruiting station before it was bombed, and the claim, quote, "Happy New Year, we did it." The man in the photo was thin, white with white graying hair and wearing a striped flannel shirt and jeans. Investigators don't know yet whether that's the same man captured on surveillance video riding a bike up to the Times Square recruiting station, dismounting momentarily, and then riding away just before yesterday's blast.
The message sent to Capitol Hill also reportedly included an apparent political manifesto against the Iraq War. Police say none of the letters threatened lawmakers and all passed through the standard congressional mail screening.
The New York Daily News reports the letters were signed David Karn, K-A-R-N-E, and had a Los Angeles return address. Karn has been contacted, but no arrests have been made. Police tell the Daily News they expect at least 100 of these packages to arrive on Capitol Hill because the letters received so far have been numbered.
And in another twist, some aspects of this attack are strikingly similar to two other bombings in New York, one at the British consulate in May of 2005 and one at the Mexican consulate last October. All three cases involve a single suspect on a bike, and both occurred around the same time of night. New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly addressed that issue yesterday.
We don't want to speculate on it, but the fact of the matter is that all three incidents happened within a 30-minute span.
Surveillance video of the bombing has been released, but witnesses say the suspect was apparently wearing a sweatshirt with the hood pulled tight, so only the eyes were visible. Several hours after the attack, police found a bike in a dumpster nearby. Here's Commissioner Kelly again.
It was a 10-speed bike. It was in supposedly good shape. It looked new, or newer, and that caused the superintendent to be suspicious, or I think one of the tenants in the building pointed it out to him, and that's when they called 911.
Police are studying fingerprints on the bike and are comparing evidence from those previous bombings to evidence collected in Times Square. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.